This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Buenos días a todos. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. In lesson 64, we're putting por and para behind us and concentrating on another aspect of the language which we need to look at, and that is the perfect tense. We've already learned that the preterite and imperfect are used in the past, but when you're talking about having done something, I have drunk a coffee, for example, then you need to use the perfect tense. So, in this lesson, we'll look at the formation of the perfect. It's very straightforward. I hope you enjoy the lesson. So, Cara, so far we have learned two different tenses for talking about the past. What were they?
The imperfect and the preterite.
That's right, the imperfect and the preterite. The imperfect was used, well, can you remember which situations the imperfect was used in?
When you're saying was or were doing something, when you used to do something, when you would do something in the past, and also for descriptions like the weather.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the imperfect. And what about the preterite?
When it's a stum, a completed action in the past.
When it's a stum. Basically, any time that it's a completed action in the past, and often the preterite interrupts the imperfect. Now, there was one other tense that we didn't mention at the time, and I didn't mention it for a reason. The reason being, it perhaps would complicate things a little too much, and you can get away with the preterite in many situations. However, there is this other tense to talk about things that you have done, or things that you've done recently, for example. And this is the tense that we're going to be learning today. It's called the perfect tense, and I have to say, it's perfectly easy to form. It's used primarily to translate the idea of have done something. We've already looked at was doing in the imperfect, used to do, and would do. And the key word here for the perfect tense is have done. So, for example, I have done my homework. That would be an example where the perfect tense is used, and in actual fact, it's used in English as well. I have done something. That's the English perfect tense. It's sometimes called the present perfect because it tends to involve something that is still related in some way to the present. You've done something in the past, but it's still related to the present. Let's conjugate it. Let's learn how to form it first, and then we'll talk a little more about how it's used. The first thing that we need for this tense is something called the past participle. Now, the past participle is taken from the infinitive of the verb, and you change the infinitive slightly to give you the past participle. Let's take the infinitive hablar, one that we take very often when we're looking at verbs. Hablar means
to speak.
Exactly. So with hablar, we're going to take off the AR at the end and add the ending ado. That's A-D-O. So hablar, the infinitive, becomes hablado.
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 And watch that lovely Spanish D in there. Remember, it's quite like the th of the word in English, the, as opposed to a very strong D sound. Obviously, that varies slightly across the Spanish-speaking world. But if you can say hablado as opposed to hablado, then you'll probably sound a little more Spanish. Hablado.
Hablado.
Okay. So, this hablado is called the past participle, and it works for all AR verbs. Cantar, to sing, becomes cantado.
Cantado.
Comprar, to buy, becomes comprado.
Comprado.
Bailar, to dance, would become
bailado.
Bailado. Trabajar, to work, becomes
trabajado.
trabajado. Muy bien. So these are the past participles of AR verbs. You take off the AR and add ado. Let's think now about ER and IR verbs, because again, both ER and IR form the past participle in the same way, just as they do in some other tenses. Let's take comer. Comer means...
to eat.
Of course it does. Comer, you take off the ER and add IDO, ido. So comer becomes comido.
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 Okay. Let's take another example. Beber. Beber means?
To drink.
And it becomes?
Bebido.
Bebido. Mm-hmm. So comer, comido, beber, bebido. Let's take an IR verb. Let's take vivir, not to be confused with beber. Vivir means?
To live.
So the past participle of vivir is vivido.
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 Muy bien. So we've got AR verbs, which form their past participle by taking off the AR and adding ADO, ado, comprado, bailado, trabajado. And then ER and IR verbs, both of which take off the ER or the IR, and add ido, IDO, as in bebido, vivido,
comido.
Comido. But what does all this mean? Well, if we think of comprado, for example, comprar means to buy. Comprado means bought. Okay? So if trabajar means to work, trabajado could be translated as?
Worked.
Worked, exactly. Vivir means to live. Vivido.
Lived.
Exactly. And let's do one more. Beber, to drink. Bebido.
Drunk.
Drunk, exactly. Okay, not drunk as in the adjective sense, but as in what we're going to use to put that together with the to have done something. So we now need to think about the to have done something bit. Okay, the have bought, have drunk, have eaten, and so on. And this is where perhaps it gets a little more complicated. How do you say I have?
Tengo.
Tengo. Yeah, that's from the verb tener, which means to have or to possess or whatever. But this have, as in to have done something, is a different verb. Okay, you can't say tengo comprado or anything like that. That's wrong. Wrong. Okay, and if anybody's studied Portuguese, then this is going to be a little bit complicated for you. You don't say tengo plus the past participle. You use a different verb. And that different verb in Spanish is haber. And that's spelled H-A-B-E-R. Haber.
Haber.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Do you remember the word I?
Yes, from our song about the town. Like, hay 19 restaurantes.
That's it, yeah. I. What does I mean?
There is or there are.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I comes from the same verb, haber. But it's an impersonal form, and we're not going to get into that just now. What we do need to do is learn the conjugation of haber. And it starts with e. I have, but not as in I have a sister. It's I have as in I have done something. E.
E.
As.
As.
A.
A.
E as a.
E as a.
Hemos.
Hemos.
Habéis.
Habéis.
Han.
Han.
Hemos, habéis, han.
Hemos, habéis, han.
E as a. Hemos, habéis, han.
E as a. Hemos, habéis, han.
Okay. Now, we're going to now start putting this immediately together with past participles. So let's take he comprado.
He comprado.
I have
bought.
I have bought. Okay. He comprado una casa.
I have bought a house.
He comprado una casa. I have bought a house. Has comprado una casa.
You have bought a house.
Yeah. Has, the you, the tú form. Has comprado una casa.
Has comprado una casa.
Has comprado una casa. Ha comprado una casa. Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Miguel has bought a house.
Mm-hmm. Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Now just watch that, Cara. It's ha comprado.
Ha comprado.
Okay. Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Teresa, Teresa is feminine, ha comprado una casa.
Teresa ha comprado una casa.
Yeah. So it's feminine and masculine and they both take comprado.
Okay.
Okay, so comprado never changes. If you've learned French and you're used to past participles changing all over the place, don't worry, you don't need to do this in Spanish. They're all the same. Comprado, no matter who it is that's done the buying. So, Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Miguel ha comprado una casa.
Now, let's just go back through this. He comprado, I have bought. Has comprado, you have bought. Ha comprado, he, she, or it has bought. Notice that the comprado doesn't change. It never changes, but it's the part of haber that changes. He, has, a. He comprado, has comprado, ha comprado. So, let's now think about we have bought. Hemos comprado una casa.
Hemos comprado una casa.
Hemos comprado una casa.
Hemos comprado una casa.
Hemos comprado una casa. We have bought a house. Let's look at the vosotros form, the you plural informal that's used in Spain. Habéis comprado una casa.
Habéis comprado una casa.
Watch the stress there. Habéis.
Habéis.
Habéis comprado una casa.
Habéis comprado una casa.
Sí, exacto. Habéis comprado una casa. You all have bought a house. And then finally, han comprado una casa.
Han comprado una casa.
Han comprado una casa would mean?
They have bought a house.
Yeah, they have bought a house. Or indeed, it could also be referring to ustedes. Ustedes han comprado una casa. The polite, the formal, you plural form. And indeed, the informal plural form used in most of Latin America. So that's all using comprar in the perfect tense. To have bought. Haber comprado. He comprado. Has comprado. Ha comprado. Hemos comprado. Habéis comprado. Han comprado. Let's take another of our verbs and see if we can test your knowledge, Cara, on this already, okay?
Okay.
Let's take trabajado. Okay?
Okay.
I have worked.
He trabajado.
Yeah. She has worked.
Ha trabajado.
Yeah, that's right. And remember, it's trabajado, even if it's she. Ha trabajado. And what about we have danced?
Hemos bailado.
Hemos bailado. They have sung.
Han cantado.
Han cantado. You see how easy this tense is?
Yep, really easy. It's
really easy. Okay, and let's throw in a couple of ER and IR verbs, which of course are going to take the ido ending. So let's think about I have lived.
He vivido.
He vivido. That's it. He vivido. I have lived. So how would you say I have lived in Spain?
He vivido en España.
Exacto. I think we're getting the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Cara, I'm going to ask you a question here. And the question is, ¿qué has hecho hoy. Now, hecho is what we would call an irregular past participle. It comes from the verb hacer, which means
to do or to make.
Yeah. So, ¿qué has hecho hoy?
What have you done today?
Exactly, well done. So, hecho is the past participle of hacer, so it means done. ¿Qué has hecho hoy? What have you done today? Entonces, cara, ¿qué has hecho hoy?
He trabajado.
¿Has
hoy?
¿Trabajado?
Sí.
¿Mucho?
Mucho, sí.
¿Has estudiado?
Sí.
¿Has aprendido español?
Claro que sí.
¿Qué más?
He hablado con mi amiga.
Sí, muy bien.
He comido paella.
¿Has comido paella?
Sí.
¿Fuiste a algún restaurante español?
Sí.
Muy bien. ¿Y algo más?
No, es todo.
Eso es todo. Vale. Ahora quiero que tú me hagas la pregunta.
Ok. ¿Qué has hecho hoy?
Bueno, hoy he trabajado, he preparado algunos materiales para el podcast. He jugado con mis dos hijos. He hablado con mi mujer. He hecho muchas cosas.
Okay.
So what did I do?
Everything.
Yeah.
I can't remember now. You did lots of things.
Yeah. He jugado con mis hijos.
You played with your sons.
Yeah. He hablado con mi mujer.
You talked with your wife.
He trabajado.
You worked lots.
Y he preparado algunos materiales para el podcast.
You prepared materials for the podcast.
Exacto. Y bueno, ya está. This, hopefully, has introduced you to the perfect tense. And it's this idea of translating, I have done something, I have eaten, I have done my homework, and so on. We're going to cover this a little more next time, but in the meantime, we'll leave it there. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.